We'll buy into the July 25th, 2008 edition of the Rain Report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the Rain Report, heard weekly on the WAZ-RCR Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter. Heard Saturday evenings from the Rockies to the Eastern Seaboard on 1860 kilohertz in magnificent amplitude modulation from Wentzville, Missouri. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN. Buying or building a home can be a complex and horrific proposition. I say horrific because of the maze of legal red tape you'll likely have to navigate in the form of covenants, conditions, and restrictions, also known as CC&Rs, in the process. One ham who is intimately familiar with CC&Rs and the legal pitfalls of purchasing a new home is LaGrange, Illinois ham Jim O'Connell, W9WU. Jim was an attorney for the Illinois Attorney General's Office for 30 years before his recent retirement. He served as chairman for his local zoning board for some years. He's also a volunteer counsel for the ARRL, the American Radio Relay League. Oh, he's also on the ARRL's Amateur Radio Legal Defense and Assistance Committee. In his 2008 Dayton Hamvention Talk, Jim referred throughout to a special form that everyone building or buying a new home should have. We'll tell you how to get that form after we hear an excerpt from Jim O'Connell, W9WU's talk.
Well, one of the things, of course, that's always difficult to explain to them hams is what happens when you're sitting there at the kitchen table on a Sunday morning and the XYL or your significant other is reading through the real estate section of the paper. Pay attention now. And she says, let's go look at new houses today. This apartment, this townhome, whatever, just too small. Might be a new one coming on the way, or her mother is going to come and live with you, or your mother is going to come and live with you, or any such kind of typical nightmare like that. And the worst thing that you can say is, oh dear, there's a contest on today. Why don't you go out and look first, and if you find something you like, I'll come out later. Never, ever, ever do that. What will happen is they'll come home and they have found the perfect house. And you say, oh, all right, I'll go and look at it. Your first clue that you're in trouble would be this nice brick entryway, welcome to Happy Acres or Green Point, whatever. And that's probably a clue that there's a homeowners association, that lots have restrictions on them. You could be in a lot of trouble. We can't buy this house because I couldn't put up my tower. But that's all right. I've already made a down payment or a commitment. We have to sign a contract and so on and so forth. And I hear it all the time. What can you do to protect yourself? Well, the first thing you can do to protect yourself is don't sign a contract to purchase a home without stopping and looking to see that you can add on or make an addition to the contract. Now, in every state that I'm aware of, lawyers are not always involved in the purchase of a home. In fact, in Illinois, we're probably one of the few places where lawyers are involved almost as a matter of habit in the northern half of the state. The southern half of the state, that's not true. But in the northern half of the state, the real estate contractor that's used by all of the real estate associations and realtor groups has several provisions that require attorney approval. And in fact, on the contract is a place where you list your name, the contract that shows the name of and address and phone number and fax number of your buyer's attorney. And in our contract in Illinois, we have a 5 or 7 day attorney approval period after the contract is signed, after the earnest money deposit is made, in which, under Illinois law, I can disapprove the contract for any reason or no reason at all. Now, it's dangerous to do it for no reason at all, as you can imagine. Some people don't like it when you do that, and you end up getting in a big fight. But in any event, what this addendum to the contract does, notwithstanding the attorney approval that's in there and any other clause, your inspection clause, this particular contract, and this is for an existing home, a home that's already built, a used home, a home that somebody's selling, not for a new home or a builder-owned home or a subdivision kind of thing. What this form does is this protects you by putting in a further contingency, just like your mortgage contingency or qualifying for a mortgage, etc., that'll let you get out of the contract. This allows your attorney to read, after having been supplied them by the seller, it requires the seller to provide the homeowners association rules, the covenants, any other materials like that. It doesn't have anything to do with zoning, because anybody can go and look up the zoning ordinance. Most every zoning ordinance these days are published and on the internet, even the smallest villages, where you can go over and buy one for $5 or $10. This allows you to make that investigation after or at the time that you're in the process of purchasing the home to protect yourself, and allows you to get out of the contract. You know, last sentence, should easements, covenants, etc., homeowners association rules exist so that the buyer's installation of ham radio antennas may, in the buyer's sole opinion, so there's no arguing, no they don't, yes they do. If you think they do, that's all you need. At your option, the contract is deemed null and void, and the buyer's earnest money deposit refunded promptly. This is the one way to protect yourself so that you're not stuck buying a home that you suddenly discover is covered by condition covenants. Now, you can ask the realtor. Mrs. O'Connell is not here. Mrs. O'Connell is a Illinois licensed real estate broker and owner of a real estate business. She has probably been the victim of Jim O'Connell's clients 5 or 6 times, where she sells them $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 homes, and I blow the thing away a week later. She knows when she's showing hams to investigate and to ask. She asks the listing broker, are there any covenants? Oh, no. Is there a homeowners association? Oh, no. Well, several times there was. And bang, we have to kick it away. She goes back out, shows them another 5 homes. You know, eventually they buy, and they have antennas. So I hear about it personally. But there's no reason that somebody should buy the house that they're going to live in for the next however long it takes off to pay the mortgage, or until you get transferred to some other part of the country, and not be able to put up antennas. Please note that caution on the end. This language is written with the knowledge of the laws of the state of Illinois. I'm only admitted to practice before the bar of the state of Illinois and the U.S. District Court and the U.S. Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court of the United States, but they don't have anything to do with real estate. If you're going to use this form and you don't live in Illinois, please show it to another lawyer licensed to practice in your state, preferably a lawyer who's a ham counsel. When you go on the ARRL website, there's a list of volunteer counsel. We're all over. We just go around and look like regular people, but sometimes we dress up.
You're listening to a 2008 Dayton Hamvention Talk by Chicago area attorney Jim O'Connell, W9WU, who makes no bones about the fact that ham operators and their zoning woes helped put his children through college. We'll resume our excerpt from Jim's talk and tell you how to secure a copy of the form he's been talking about in a moment. This is the Rain Report, being subsidized by Merle Heinlein, KB9NOH. See his bio on QRZ.com. We'll be right back.
That last caution is very, very serious and means just exactly what it says. Laws are different in other states. The language in here may not apply or be applicable in your state. Or there may be a case law that says that you can only have 7 days. So I can't be aware of that stuff. You need to do it. And for God's sake, whatever you do, copy this, put a piece of paper over the bottom, okay? Because there's nothing dumber than attaching that to a contract in Missouri or Indiana or Ohio. Because right away, I get a phone call. I don't know who you are, but I'm getting called by the other lawyer that wants to know what I'm doing in the middle of his real estate closing. So please, just cover that up or fold it over. New construction. Sometimes you can play with new construction. Now, when I talk about new construction, I'm talking about a place with that brick gate in the front, nice landscaping, brand new concrete street winding or sometimes going around in a circle, and house lots with flags out all around. Sometimes there's only the builder's model. Sometimes there are, you know, 1 or 2 that are already built. The builder wants to sell every one of those lots. Where did the covenants come from? Lawyers essentially are lazy. Sorry, lawyers, but lawyers are lazy. So if you wrote a set of covenants for Bob Smith Builder 15 years ago, you probably went over and looked to see what Jenner and Black or one of the big law firms in Chicago did, and you get a copy of those and you scratch through the parts you need to change, and you file those with the new legal description and your name at the bottom of them. And suddenly, here comes tower restrictions, no radio antennas, etc. And nobody knows where this comes from. When you say to the lawyer, if you track it back, who told you to put that in? He said, I don't know, nobody. And if you say to the builder, my guy can't buy the lot because there's a restriction on antennas. He says, no, there's not. Yes, there is. And you show him, he goes, we don't care about that now. That's what this form can do. This form says that you've told the seller you're a licensed ham, and the seller warrants that there are no covenants or rules, etc., that exist. And often the stuff is not recorded until after the whole thing is built, so they can catch you, or that they won't prohibit you from installing an antenna supporting structure not less than, try not to get carried away, a 50-foot lot. It's a little hard to justify a 120-footer. And the seller further agrees that if there are any restrictions that are imposed by the seller, that seller agrees that to make sure that you have all the latest material before you close. And even if there weren't any when you offered to build, and you build, and now there might be, they got to let you out of them. Normally, a lot of times, under zoning, if you have to have a variance, you need permission, or at least to notify people within 300 feet. A lot of times under the subdivision rules, you'll need to notify people within 300 feet. A lot of times the builder still owns those lots. So paragraph B makes the builder agree that he won't have any objection to your building the permit. And if the builder controls the architectural committee, and they often do, there's an architectural committee on some of these places, and you want to make changes to your house. The architectural committee is often owned and controlled by the builder or the developer until 80% of the houses have been built or the lots sold, and then they turn it over to your neighbors who want to control or as much of what you do as they can. Paragraph C says the builder will agree that you can do it as part of selling you the lot. And then paragraph D is legal language, because in many states, all these agreements and promises that you made beforehand are all subsumed into the deed, and if they're not set out in the deed, they can't be enforced. So in Illinois, we have to put that language in so that the deed can be enforced, or that these promises that are outside of the deed can be enforced if we have to. So this is the one that you would use for new construction. Now, I want to tell you that paragraph C, if you get into a place where they're just now beginning to build, and the homeowners association hasn't been formed, and the builder developer controls it, this addendum makes their agreeing to allow you to put up the antenna, notwithstanding what any of the rules say, they control the architectural committee, they can grant you the permission, you're home free.
That concludes our excerpt from the 2008 Dayton Hamvention Amateur Radio and the Law Forum talk by Jim O'Connell, W9WU, a volunteer counsel for the ARRL. Former attorney with the Illinois Attorney General's Office for 30 years, and member of the ARRL's Amateur Radio Legal Defense and Assistance Committee. Now, regarding the form Jim referred to throughout his talk, you can obtain a copy from him via email. Send your request to Jim, w9wu@arrl.net. That's w9wu@arrl.net. We'll post that address on Rain's Sites Mentioned page on therainreport.com. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2008 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.